One of the brands that defined the 80s was Jordache jeans.
You've got the look, I want to know better. You've got the look that's all together.
Some among you will remember squeezing into a pair of those skin-tight jeans and then pulling on a purple velour top. Reporter Matthew Boyle wondered whatever happened to this now faded brand, which led to his profile of today's Jordache for Bloomberg Businessweek magazine. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
All right, so let's start with the basic question. Whatever did happen to Jordache?
It is actually pretty fascinating. We had no idea that this brand, which of course, as you say, became iconic and so associated with the 80s, is now this, you know, multi-billion dollar conglomerate spanning the globe. They've got hotels, they've got nightclubs, they own an airline. And it all came, you know, originally from the profits they made from those famous jeans. And, you know, we thought it was a fascinating story and it's really never been told. So we thought it would be a great tale.
Tell us a little bit more about the Nakash family, the family that started Jordache.
Sure, sure. They're Syrian Jews. Joe Nakash, who's sort of the patriarch of the family, he's 69 years old now, but at the age of 19, he left Israel, came to New York. He had just a sixth grade education, and he found work, you know, at a retail store and realized he loved the whole process of merchandising and haggling with suppliers and stuff. And over the years, his brothers joined him as well. They pooled all the money they had together, which was only $20,000, and created this partnership to sell jeans out of the storefront in the Bushwick neighborhood of Brooklyn. They started selling a heck of a lot of jeans, and the denim manufacturer started visiting the store to figure out what was in style. And now, unfortunately, or actually it had a happy ending, but in 1977, as you'll recall, were the riots in New York City, and their store was burnt down. There's a lot of arson at the time around Bushwick. So they took the insurance settlement, and Joe said, look, I'm tired of just selling other people's jeans. Let's make our own.
And may I ask, are they still around?
They are. You can find Jordache jeans in Walmart, of all places. Back in 1995, the designer jean craze was kind of fading. And so what they decided to do was shift most of their business to Walmart. And at the time, Walmart was trying to get branded jeans, you know, jeans with a following. Levi's basically said to go take a hike. The last thing we want to do is sully our Levi's brand. But the Nakashas were willing to deal with Walmart, and their first order is for $55 million worth of jeans. They also, around this time, said, you know, we have all these factories. Why not make so-called private label jeans for other brands? So they just started making jeans for Tommy Hilfiger, and they've made jeans for Abercrombie & Fitch, and they've made jeans for The Gap. So that became another sort of arm of their apparel empire. And the next step is that they took this apparel business and then expanded first into real estate. And they bought up resorts. And how do you get to a resort? Well, you have to fly to a resort. So they bought an airline. It's weird how they see an opportunity, they move fast, they grab it, but there isn't much rhyme or reason to the empire.
Well, that answered the last question I was going to ask you, which is a unifying business philosophy. But
it really is like no business is too small. No business is too weird. They own coin-operated laundromats in the middle of New Jersey, and they're about to own the Versace mansion in Miami. It's just amazing if they were able to add this sort of iconic Miami property to the empire.
We do hear quite often about family businesses falling apart, sibling rivalries and other family tensions. Do you have a sense of how this family has stayed together?
I think as long as Joe is alive and kicking, you know, the Nakash family and Jordache Enterprises will do well. And having talked to Steve, the second generation, his cousin Shaul, these guys are pretty smart. I wouldn't bet against the Nakashes anytime soon.
Matt, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Matthew Boyle is a writer for Bloomberg Businessweek magazine, and his most recent article is Whatever Happened to Jordache?